there's a section where to turn, even on the bridge, St. Charles Avenue, west, you go across the river, you know, they tell you where to go.
Can you get off on the...
Get on off on those different sections, they stop and let you out. Yeah. Now when you come past the puncher train, you're coming in, you know, we got what we call a causeway, it's the longest in the world. You come in on that causeway, 27 miles, I mean. We got caught on that one even,
yeah.
Went on a Salvation Army days out, and what do you call that thing in the automobile, the motor, the... What you call that thing? The box that runs the car? What do you call
it? Motor, yeah.
Motor? You know, you got to tune them up every now and then. Well, that went down, and they got men posted around to help you out, you know. It was near the land. But the police in the boat, they notified, and they bring a new battery. That's what it's battery. They bring the battery out to you. And you can go ahead. Well, we sat there and you could see the mosquitoes coming in. We're blessed with mosquitoes down here. When one bites me, I'm finished for the evening. Big old lump comes on. You got mosquitoes in that man, I know.
Oh, yeah.
They're nice things to have. Well, the old mosquitoes were swarming, you know, and we really got bit. We finally got in. But that's about, and then they got about a quarter of the way, they got what you call a turnabout. If you get an accident, you get sick, or your tire goes out, you can turn around and come back to the city. That's a big help. I mean, they charge you $1 to go over that.
Yeah.
And there's others, they got what we call the twin bridges that runs in opposition to the causeway. That's free. That land, they both land and, I think the causeway lands in finally in Slidell, Louisiana, and the other one lands in Mandeville. That's right past on the lakefront over there. Our King's Daughters, you ever heard of them? That's a ladies' organization. King's International, around the world. Men, the King's Men, they call them, and the ladies are the King's Daughters, a Christian outfit. And well, they have a nice little home over there. They take the poor people, the old ladies, every year for a week.
Yeah.
Treat them to their dinners all week, and the organization pays for all that. Now, if one of the members goes, it costs $3.50 a day. But you get the fresh lake air, you know, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of summer places over this way in New Louisiana. We enjoy the summers.
Did you ever learn to...
To drive? No.
We
were well-to-do, and we never, not well-to-do, but we were people that lived ordinarily, you know, we enjoyed life, but we didn't have too many luxuries. We didn't own a car. My father was dead by that time. And I never liked, because I was nervous, I don't know, I worked, I had good jobs, but they didn't pay too much, so I didn't feel like I could own and run a car.
Yes, ma'am.
And my husband, I married him. He didn't have no car. He had been making a truck, what do you call them things which you travel around in, a trailer. He made it himself being a carpenter. Anyway, he had driven a streetcar, and then he drove his own car, but he got rid of it, and he bought this framework from one of these people. I think it was General Motors. And he built this of aluminum, and he went and bought a seat from the yellow cab people. It was collected poorly, you know, what he could afford, and we were going to go on a honeymoon and that. And then when he went to, nearly finished it, he got his nephew to come along when he drove around the block when he hadn't driven a car in years, and he ran into a woman's car, and it cost him $40. So I told him, I wasn't married to him yet, but I said, I ain't going on no honeymoon, that thing with you, you'll kill me. I said, so that ended that. It was laughable, and all his heart was set on having a trip with that car.